Welcome to your Social Chef Show. I'm Mark Koda, and this is our first episode with Ash De Hartman. Ash is a hospitality veteran and breakthrough mastermind behind several cafes, Mama Bear in Flemington, Naughty Boy in Princess Hill, and now District North. Ash, how do you get to that breakthrough? How do you get to that 10x level in business? What's the secret ingredient? Is it chefs? Is it management? Is it the concept? Is it food? Is it marketing? What's the secret ingredient?
Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Look, it's one of those things. It's hard to understand. Sometimes you just got to feel a bit. It's not only location, chefs. You have to have a genuine interest in people. The food is important, but it's not everything. It's my belief.
Then tell us a little bit more about what goes behind the scene. You open up the business, the concept is working, you're getting organic growth, but then how do you get to that breakthrough level? How do you get to it? That's what we want to...
Yeah, that's a big
question. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's important to keep on trying, adding certain aspects into the business that you really believe in. If you don't believe in, it's not going to work. You have to take a little bit of risk. You have to educate all the staff exactly what you want to do. And you have to have a little bit of leadership. Now, that might sound a little bit crazy, but I don't like to have a lot of leadership in my business. I like to give a little bit of leadership, have a little bit of direction, and then it actually grows each individual on how they take it. And then they help me with that process, I believe. Because I can't be everywhere. I can't do everything as well. If I start to do everything, the business doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's like to the kitchen, for example. We might talk about a particular food item that we need to have some that we think will be a breakthrough item. And we'll talk about an idea, and then my initial idea may just all of a sudden grow because I've got good people around, good chefs, good label, good waitress. They all want the business to be successful. That's what I've learned. So there's one of those things where each business that I've had, I've felt that it needed a breakthrough ingredient. But as such as having the full recipe, I don't think I've almost ever had the full recipe. I've always had the inkling, the idea.
And the right mindset.
The right mindset. But then each individual person has helped me.
Contributed into that success, yes.
And that's why it's important to have a really good culture, really good understanding.
Okay. So my understanding, it's everything. It's never one thing. It's not just chefs. It's not just management. It's not just marketing. It's everything has to be on the same page, and everything has to be growing and having some part of leadership within the business.
Yeah. I'll just have your key things in place.
Yeah.
Which continually drives your mind on a daily basis. That's amazing. Anybody that's got small business or a big business, for it to be moving forward, we need to be able to have those cogs moving, continually moving, surrounding yourself with good people, because you can have a great idea. If you don't know how to execute it well, it's not going to be a great idea. You need support.
That's a very good point. So you put your hand on a good idea, and then you got to execute that idea. And then I guess the next step to this is getting exposure to this idea. If it's via marketing or in store.
That's right. So we don't have any fancy test kitchens or anything like that. We will be come together and we're continually talking every day about new items, new trends, looking online, and tapping into some other markets as well, where they do things.
Yes, yes.
And then what we do is we will then experiment on a micro level. We'll say, right, we like the way this is happening over here. Let's have a look how we can implement that in our business. And then we look at it and go, well, guess this back. This looks like good. Really well. how do we now get that
in an exposure?
Because if we don't have an exposure,
it doesn't really matter what you're doing.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. So we need to make sure that the public, not in our inner circle where our business is, we need people traveling to us, talking about us, wanting to be part of us. And that's when we give them something different. And each business is being different as well. You must be able to attract life, people start booking, you start to get the buzz, you start to enjoy it. And then all of a sudden, you get that rush of I've created something which is special.
So what I understand is you guys brainstorm different ideas, your research, either online or you eat out or you find some things and then you kind of tweak it to your own business. And then let's say you put your hands on something that works on a micro level, but now it's time to go next level with it. And then you mentioned something about letting people know about it. And that's how you get to that. So tell me more about how do you get that exposure?
Yeah. So basically we good. It's a tough one. Social media.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses, I wasn't very good at social media at all. 3-4 years ago, I was not interested because I was too busy working in the business, not on the business. And then we realized how important social media was. So to answer your question, we have to have consistent marketing, quality pictures, excellent video content, up-to-date content, extremely important. All those little things made us understand that. And it's actually reading our customers when they were in our shop. They basically were promoting our business without us even realizing that. Because they were taking photos, they're uploading story, they're uploading content. And it was
on top of
free advertising.
Yes, on top of what you're already doing on those platforms.
Yes. All of a sudden, our little small idea created where we put some focus and some positive energy into creating a dish or a beverage. Customers' own direction.
And it's more meaningful. Yes.
It has to look good.
Yes.
It has to taste good.
Yeah.
We've got to be able to get the item out.
Yes. In a timely manner.
And all of a sudden, we've got a business which is growing.
Yeah.
Faster, quicker than we thought.
Yes. Yes.
There is another issue. We've got to keep it up. So the power of the social media can go that great way and be really, really too much for you sometimes. If it takes off, it's like we've got to be reapers.
Yes.
We don't understand. But the consistency of posting and creativity of mixing it up and letting the customer, before they start following.
Yes, yes. These are
modern. Because they're interested in your product. And they start to get that good vibes.
Yes.
They're enjoying your.
And to clarify this point, I mean, to add to what you already say, is even if you're creative with your social media content, even if your video quality is out of this world, if the concept that you're trying to market or if it's the item that is you're trying to market, it's not viable, it doesn't matter what you do or what kind of strategy that you use with your marketing, it's just not going to do anything. This is why you test on a micro level within your business, like what you said. And then when you get response and you get feedback, you know that okay, this is the time where let's hook this up and get maximum exposure through all those channels. And this is when good photography, amazing videography, and all those strategies will deliver results. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about is okay, so you reach that peak point, you got to that 10x level or that next level thing. How do you maintain that level?
Well, you basically maintain that level through a bit of adrenaline. You have to have that level of, it's quite challenging that, to be honest, because the customers are starting to overwhelm you, the customers, but it does excite you. So that's a bit of a double-edged sword where your staff have to be re-educated in regards to then your vision of your original Like, you're playing from the start, and then you have to pick them in tune of what you want and how you're being and what you think is working. Because a lot of it is like, it is organic. It is trial and error. It is getting busier or places working at 100% level almost daily, where it's not used to doing that. So your staff are feeling stresses, strains. But you need to be able to get still the empathetic individual in the business to keep it neutral all the way through. The little things aren't upsetting. And that way, the staff feel like as though you're addressing things, but you're only addressing it.
Yep.
And that way, I build it. You're still growing. You're still growing. And that's, and I guess there's still pick on coming. So then you need to have more understanding of what they, the next level they are. But there are, that way, it does last for a while as well. You have to please 50,000 customers and you're running out of a certain amount of seats. You then are bound in advance.
Yeah.
You are then the flavor of the month.
But yeah, months.
So it's important to realize when you're at that level, how to maintain it, but it's not guaranteed. So it's not like there's only that the next 6 months are going to be like that. But really in that customer's mindset that you do provide a certain level of hospitality, quality, and that's great.
And in innovation.
Yeah.
I mean, with when you're playing the game on this level, I don't believe that innovation ever stops, even though you put your, you get to your next level thing and you know that, oh, man, this is sweet. But deep within you, you're still working on, you know, on B plan, C plan, D plan, you know, because this, like what you said, it's never a guarantee that this is going to be here tomorrow.
No.
So that was a very good point, because a lot of operators, they think, you know, they get to a certain point in their business and they might achieve a breakthrough and they think that this is it. Mm-hmm. And then before they know it, they lost everything and they have nothing prepared to fight back.
Yeah. Layers. We need to have different layers.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know, we need to be consistently talking about if one thing, even if we have to do it a breakthrough with one particular dish, bad item, we need to sit there working on and paying attention to detail.
Yep.
Other layers, our functions, our catering, our meal, our seasonal menus. And that's why it's important to have that constant social media content adding to the customer's feed, so to speak, reminding them we not only do one item, but we also do this for as well.
Yes.
And then having those systems in place where we can get back to the customer.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. With the right information, making it more simple. All the information on our website.
Yes, yes, yes.
All by our social media channels that helps the customer answer their own question.
So we spoke about a lot of things today is which is the main topic is how to achieve breakthrough in your business. And then we spoke about having a layer of things going on at the same time to push the business. So let's talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I can remember. I remember when I think I mentioned to you one day, I said, let's target people on Friday night about their plans for breakfast. Remember?
Yes, yes.
And I said, let's post on Friday night about how they're going to come to my venue for the weekend. And,
yes.
And that was one of those things where I used to always not understand when was the right time to post. I've got a breakfast, lunch, and function venue. And it's actually more important, I found, to actually post on an evening after 7:30, in between, say, 7:30 and 10 o'clock at night, to talk about my breakfast and lunch venue for my audience.
Yes.
They're not working. They've got the time. They're on the couch, probably at home. They've had dinner. And then they're planning their weekenders. So I think you were the one that mentioned to me that we can actually start to target certain audiences in the graphics. And I was blown away how that I could even do that on Facebook and Instagram. Because I was not aware that I could actually do that. I just wanted to post of an evening, what would a good idea, people had the time. So how does that work?
Very good question. We work on so many different campaigns, and maybe let's talk about one of them, the birthday promotion. You guys running a, you get a free meal on your birthday week. And that was the best way to target these people to come in and claim this promotion was to put this advertisement on Facebook or Instagram in front of those whose their birthday coming up in the next 7 days. You can do this on within the back end advertising management on Facebook, and then you can push it to Instagram and Facebook. So when somebody's birthday coming up in the next 7 days, they'll see it and then they'll start tagging their friends. Say, hey, why don't we come here? We can even target people's their friend's birthday coming up in the 7 days, and then they can tag their friends and say, hey, why don't
we? Tagging's very important. I found that targeting the right people and then they're tagging.
Yeah. So we have to make sure that the customer has something that they genuinely feel excited they want to be a part of. So they're already emotionally happy that their birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
They want to celebrate. We decided at District North to basically offer a special where, you know what, it's your birthday, and we'll shout you a free meal.
Yep.
You deserve it. It's your birthday. Getting back, free meal. As long as you bring one person extra, it falls in the gap or in that gap of your birthday from week to week. Happy to support that.
Yep.
With that momentum and that in place, people were not only tagging their friends, they were tagging their family members. So all of a sudden, our business was blowing through that layer of...
And this is only one thing out of many.
One thing.
Yes.
Basically, people come in and we start getting bookings, online bookings, people ringing and basically saying, listen, I'm bringing 10 people.
Yep.
Because I have a 10 family guests.
Yeah.
But do I get my meal for free? Of course you do. But you've just also brought me 9 people
and
through this layer of marketing. And it makes me feel good that I'm giving
and
back.
And it's a win-win for everybody.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win for everybody. Now, yes, we spoke about how you can target people on their birthdays. You can target different demographics and stuff like that. And then what's the value that you can get out of it as an operator and the customers. But how does it look like? Like, what do you do? Is it an image? Is it a video? Is it a poster? What's the actual content for that advertisement?
We found with this particular marketing of this particular item, we needed good video content. We needed the,
what's inside the video?
Yeah, we've got groups of people enjoying themselves. They enjoy when it's your birthday. All you want to do is you want to spoil yourself. Sorry. And what we found is that if people had that feeling where they could come here and enjoy themselves in a group, it was just a good.
So we had
the tool.
We
tool. It was, yes. It's not too much to it, man. So they enjoy themselves. We are they're sitting enjoying themselves in a good setting and a good environment, getting good food.
So the psychology behind it is yes, we have the offer right. We have the audience right with the back end targeting, and we also have the actual advertisement right. What we have, I mean, to recap, is inside the video that was being advertised on Facebook with that promotion. We had a group of girls sitting there and enjoying their brunch, and we threw a kind of like a birthday scene, we put that on video and then we pushed it with the offer. Now anybody's watching this and their birthday coming up, they they imagine themselves in that video with their friends and enjoying that moment. So this is how this campaign was effective.
Connection.
Yes, yes. Now, the other thing we mentioned, that was one campaign out of many. So I know that we also have a functions campaign that going and being advertised and budgeted at the same time. We have specials, like unique dishes and all of that. This is going at the same time. And it doesn't only stop here. We have the brunch, from the bottomless brunch, and this is that went off the roof. And this is all of this shakes promotion. Well, was all of those things being advertised on those platforms, not just posted. There's a difference between posting and being advertised, which you're putting hard money into it to push it up to those people. That's what a lot of people, they don't, you know, business operators, they don't get. You know, should we sponsor? And sometimes when they sponsor, they don't have the right targeting, or they don't have the right advertisement, they don't have the right offer. And if they do want, they do something, they do one thing.
But I remember
before I met you, I was always taking the photos on my own phone and trying to upload them and trying to post and using my certain hashtags and stuff like that, where I thought, I'm growing my business. But I really was not growing my business at all. I felt like, but once I engaged in an expert, so to speak, in not only marketing, but understanding small business, how it needs to have so much more going for it. I'm not quite sure what you thought. You must have thought when you first met us that, you know, this is a great product. Like we said, I got to believe in your product. I got to feel that the audience is going to enjoy this product, and then speaking of so many possibilities, it's up to us to keep on
producing and being
productive and valid.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever, however you feel on the day.
Yes.
Sometimes you're like, it's a bit hard today, you know, but it's important to have someone coaching you to a degree, understanding you, guiding you as well in the right way to just sort of market your items, so to speak. You probably ought to feel better, understand that better.
That's been great. Thank you very much for your time today. Let's wrap it up.